You listen to the three of you, you're all worrying far too much. After all, you can't lose what you've never lost.
I don't understand.
Well, do you ever lie awake at night? Just between the dark and the morning light. Searching for the things you used to know. Looking for the place where the lost things go. Do you ever dream or reminisce? Wondering where to find what you truly miss. Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go. Memories you've shared, gone could you feared, they're all around you still, though they've disappeared. Nothing's really left or lost without a trace. Nothing's gone forever.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Happiest Podcast on Earth, a Disneyland podcast. For news, a new sipper has come to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It is in the shape of a milk jug and has some Batuu-style art on the front. So I'm looking at pictures right now of this sipper, and it's really neat. You can choose to have it with yellow or blue milk, and it lights up the color that you chose. It's really neat. It's got, let me check the Disney food block thing. It's limited to one per person. And it's really neat. So, it has, like, this, like, weird, I think it's a Rancor, I'm not sure. And it has, like, the Batuu language, so Batuu style art, and, it's cool. The sipper is meant for guests to drink their blue milk out of, and is available to purchase at the milk stand in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Well, some new headbands have come to the park. Theme to It's a Small World, Mickey Mouse, and the Haunted Mansion. So I'm also have the pictures pulled up for this. And they're really neat. The It's a Small World is, like, it has, like, some... Honestly, when I looked at it, I thought of Epcot, because the pictures that you can take in your ride vehicle on Spaceship Earth look a lot like the art here. So, here. It's got, like, plants and planters and pots. It's really neat. And it's just a cool headband. The Mickey Mouse one has pictures of old-style Mickey, kind of like stickers thrown onto a piece of paper without, like, any other. Some are upside down, some are sideways. And then the Haunted Mansion one, we all have to love this one. It's the classic Haunted Mansion wallpaper. And am I able to set my wallpaper? Yes. Okay, this is weird. But, I'm gonna set the Haunted Mansion wallpaper as my computer wallpaper. Yes. Sorry, I'm totally nerding out right now. Yeah, so the headband's super duper neat. I think if I'm not gonna go to the park until fall of 2020 again. I just went in August. But if crossing my fingers that after a year and I don't feel bad about buying something on eBay, I might have to purchase one of these for my mom, who was on the show with us last week, because It's a pretty sick wallpaper, and the headband's awesome. And I think I'm really going to have to purchase one of those. Well, since I'm talking about dumb eBay stuff right now, I might as well tell you guys about the thing that I'm hunting down. I am hunting down this weird Infinity Gauntlet sipper. I'm a huge Marvel fan, as I said in two episodes ago. I'm sorry about the last episode. Some of the audio quality was bad in the beginning and end, but as I said, I was not available, so I had to do that the same day that I did episode one and then just put it on a timer to publish. So, where is that? I'm going to go into here. My image. Okay, I'll get that done later. You guys don't care about what my wallpaper is. I just have it the episode 2 paper wallpaper that you can download and set as your wallpaper at thehappiestpodcastonearth.weebly.com. So, I'm going to search up that Infinity Gauntlet sipper. Sipper Disneyland. eBay. I don't feel bad about this because this was on sale like a year ago. Let's see. Yep. Ew. $45. Search up Infinity Gauntlet sipper. Looks like a lot of people are collecting these things. 75, 40, $75, $41, $59, $75, $79, $94, $15, $100, $19.50, $48, $50, $100, $100, $75. Okay, this is sick. This is weird that I really dig this. But there is a Disney Marvel Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War Infinity Stones mug Thanos gauntlet with jewels. And it has all the Infinity Stones. Dude, whoever wrote that, they're called stones, not jewels. But it was pre-owned. It's only $23. Plus $9.98 for shipping. But, oh, here's another one, and it's $18. There's another mug at $22. Another one, $31. Let's see if I can find any more. I can't talk about that because I do not want to spoil Endgame. Okay. I've not seen Endgame, I just know everything that happens. So, that's that. I got a bit sidetracked, sorry about that, but I think it was fun. I think it was really fun. So, let's just set this as my wallpaper. I hope you guys care that I'm setting this as my wallpaper, because it's very important to me that I set this as my wallpaper, because I'm a Haunted Mansion fan, and every Haunted Mansion fan must be fully dedicated. I can't find that. I can't get it to work. Solid colors. So I'll just put it as purple to honor the Haunted Mansion wallpaper. Okay, next we got super sidetracked. Well, this week the reservation period to get in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is ended, but entrance is subject to capacity. Well, people are saying that there are some crazy things going on. They're selling out of stuff. It is just insane how much merchandise they're going through. So, let's just see. Galaxy's Edge, no reservation. Everybody's been stealing the metal forks, and the cast members who work there are actually, like, putting it into the world. Into the world of Batuu and Star Wars and saying the reason our sports are going missing is because of the secret of a society or something on our world called eBay. So let's go on to eBay. Let's go to ebay.com. Search for anything. Galaxy's Edge Spork. It's really sad that people have actually put this up on eBay. Well, I'm not seeing it. Galaxy's Edge, so let's do this. There's pins, there's droids. So I'm not finding anybody putting sporks that I can find. I know that some people are, but I can't find any right now. Disney might have gone like we're gonna kick you out if we catch you doing this, because I know they're already revoking annual passes if you're reselling stuff on eBay. So I guess people have just taken it all down. So that's good. That's good news. Well, a plastic first edition tiki mugs have come to the Tangor Terrace pool decks and Trader Sam's. So I'm gonna look at these new tiki mugs at Trader Sam's. Let's look at the pictures. I'm sorry if the audio quality is a bit bad. I hope that it's not. It's just, I'm working on an $8 microphone, but I'm trying the best I can to do stuff, so. plastic. Sorry, I have the song Sunflower stuck in my head. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, great film. Yeah, the mugs are okay. I mean, they're really cool, but I would like them if they were glass. They're made to look like glass, which is super cool. It's an okay mug. I've seen cooler ones, but it's cool. It comes with a cool straw. Okay, I have changed my mind. They have the Trader. This is really weird, but they have the Trader Sam's logo on the bottom. And I'm just like, yes, the Trader Sam's logo is like printed into the bottom. I totally want this. You can buy it for $15.69. This is the coolest. I don't know why I'm geeking out about a logo, but I'm totally geeking out. I'm so sorry. Deep breaths. And for our last piece of news, is a new Forky plush has been taken off the market because of a choking hazard, but is it still selling on eBay? Well, I have mixed feelings. I mean, it's nice that you can still buy it on eBay. I mean, let's just, like, Google Forky plush. Okay, so I have it pulled up. The choking hazard, because one of the eyes could fall off and the arms could fall off and become a potential choking hazard. So it's kind of a bummer that it got taken off the shelves, because I love Forky in the trailers. I have never seen Toy Story 4. Hopefully by the next episode I will have seen Toy Story 4. Please do not give me any spoilers in the voice messages or iTunes. Yeah, boys, I'm available on iTunes now. Apple Podcasts, super great. Just Google the happiest podcast on earth. I'm the one with the best logo. Boom. You guys all know what my logo looks like. But the Forky plush has Bonnie's name on the bottom. Makes sense because, let's Google a Woody plush. Woody. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead, and the miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old pal said. Girl, you love friends. Yeah, sorry. I'm so joyful I broke out in song. I'm exhausted today. I went skateboarding this morning. I'm totally winded out. But Andy wrote his name on the bottom of Woody's boot, so Bonnie, of course, wrote her name on the bottom of a spork. Are you noticing a difference? Because I'm really not noticing a difference between a spork and a handmade doll based off of a really cheesy cartoon called Woody's Roundup. Sorry. I love Toy Story. I love Toy Story. I'm so excited to go see Toy Story 4. I was not available. I was out of town, just like I was when I was recording when I was supposed to be recording last week. And I was not able to go see it on opening night, and we're just trying to squeeze time. But I am going to go see The Rise of Skywalker on opening night, and I'm super excited for that. So, I'm looking at Google Woody's boot, and so, he has a pretty dope boot. What are these? Yes! Okay, yes! Na 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 Sorry, I'm totally fanboying out over these cups that you can buy on Amazon. It is pretty cool. It's got Woody and Buzz's boots. Oh, you guys need to see the sipper that I have. Well, I can commentate it for you. Mike Wazowski sipper. Okay, I have the pictures pulled up. I'm gonna save the image as, you know what, never mind, copy image, and I will paste that in the show notes. So, we don't have much in the show notes this week because I was totally overdoing it. Oh, this is so cute! Oh. Okay, I could just go on. I could live on Amazon. I'm just gonna do an Amazon search of Disney. Disney. Woo. I am just gonna go through this. Until I find something that I can geek out on. Sorry. Ooh, yeah. It has the Mickey Mouse waffle maker. My brother actually has one of these. I love the Mickey Mouse waffle maker. Mickey Mouse waffles are awesome, and same are Mickey Mouse pancakes. Well, I know you guys probably don't want to. Wait a sec. Thank you. I just had to block this free MP3 music download. Because it kept trying to get me to download Disney music. And not that I don't want to, but I have Disney music albums. Oh, yes! I'm really sorry. I'm wasting you guys' time doing this. I'm just gonna look at this. You know what? I'm gonna let you guys stop listening to me, fanboy. And let's move on to the discussion, because I'm incredibly joyful about this chip mug. First, I know you guys probably don't want to, but do you guys want to enter for a raffle to get the script for this week's episode? Because if you do, send me a voice message and your email, and I can send you the script with it signed by me. It's pretty sick. So, just send me a voice message with your email, and if you win, I'll send you the script, print it out, already has my signature signed on it. You know what? Let's do this. Okay. Google Drives. Most of this is totally off script. Some of it's scripted, but now I'm just being myself in front of a microphone and looking at Disney stuff. While this loads, I'm just gonna see all the tabs that I need and all the tabs that I do not need. Sorry. I start singing a lot. You guys will notice that as we get more into the podcast. You guys are going to notice that a lot. Sorry, my signature is really bad because I'm doing it with a mouse. There we go. You know what? Let's do this. I'm gonna put it inside of a Mickey head. A really badly drawn Mickey head. So. There we go. I'm gonna save this as a PNG. I'm gonna go over to the script. I'm gonna insert my signature. This is not my real signature because I do not want to give strangers my real signatures. Although I know. You guys are all probably really good people, and my mom is just, I have a great mom. She's really protective of me. She doesn't want anybody to get a hold of my, actual stuff. So, that's why when I do supporter live streams, I'm going to be wearing my full head Jack Skellington mask, because I also do love the Nightmare Before Christmas. But let's just get right into our discussion, shall we? Shall we? Let's welcome to the show our guest, Chris, my dad. Hello, Chris.
Hey, dude.
So, today we're going to be talking about our top five favorite Disney websites.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're gonna do your top five first since you're the guest.
That's nice of you.
And, we're gonna have 2 minutes, to, get your, podcast, your websites pulled up. So I'm gonna set the timer.
To get them pulled up? They're already pulled up.
I mean, to talk about them.
To talk about them. 2 minutes per site?
2 minutes per
site. Lightning round. Maximum 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay, your first site is...
What if I don't need 2 minutes per site?
Then... Okay, whatever. Your first site was mousevinyl.com.
Sure was. What do you want to know about it?
Just give me, like...
Wow, it hasn't. You have it pulled up here. It hasn't been updated since 2013. How old are you in 2013? Five?
I'm 20?
Should we get back to the website?
Yeah. Let's see when it was last edited.
Right up there, look. Up at the top. August 25th, 2013. So nearly 6 years ago. What do you want to know, dude?
So what is mousevinyl.com?
Well, if I remember right, it is a website that has digitized all of the old Disney records. I don't know about the soundtracks, but a lot of the stuff from the Disneyland and Disney, I think it was just Disneyland, mainly Disneyland record label. And I went through a phase where I tried to collect old Disney records.
I see some back there.
And I found this because I was trying to find a copy of the original soundtrack for Epcot. And it's just cool because you can go on and listen to all those old Disney records. And so sometimes I do that at work while I listen at work.
So if you can listen to audio on this, do you just click the audio button?
Yeah, and then it takes you to all the sites.
That's a really neat website. So your next site was the CNET MCU timeline.
Yeah, this, technically it's not a Disney website. But
it's Disney owned.
Well, CNET's not, but the MCU is. And for any listeners out there that know what this means, that was my timer for the first one.
Yeah.
So I'm ahead of schedule. This is great. For any listeners out there who know what the Enneagram is, I'm a 4 on the Enneagram, which is parked right next to the 5 on the Enneagram. And 5s really like to investigate things. And I have a lot of that in me. And I kind of get obsessed about weird stuff. Like, previous website as an example, old Disney vinyls.
It's kind of how it is with me, too.
It is how it is with you. We're very similar. And I just think that I hadn't watched any of the MCU for a long time. And then I decided to dive into it. But I didn't want to just do it by the order it was released. I had to do it in a way that was different and unique, because that's what I do. And I found this continuity timeline, so you watch all the movies and TV shows in a way that puts them in order of the events, and it's pretty cool. And you and I are working our way through just the movies like that.
Yeah, me and Mom talked about that in the last episode.
It's really fun, and I love it so much. I love doing that with you.
I keep calling.
What's your favorite movie so far? Hurry.
My favorite movie.
So far. Hurry, hurry, lightning round, running out of time.
I really liked Marvel's The Avengers, but I loved Captain America First Avenger. I love the Guardians movies. Spider-Man Homecoming was super funny.
Guardians is my favorite.
Black Panther was good because it's a different kind of Marvel movie.
But we're kind of getting off topic.
Yeah.
We digress together.
Yeah.
Which is fun also.
And the thing that I think is really cool about this timeline...
Which you also have listed, right?
Oh, no. But I think it's really cool because it shows, like, images from every, like, episode or every movie.
Yeah, so tweet at CNET that you heard about the timeline on the Happiest Podcast on Earth. Next!
Okay, our next website... Let me set the time... Our next website is the Disney Food Blog.
If I'm being honest, man, I didn't have 5 websites, and Mom told me to put this one. So, I don't even know what's on it. But I do love food.
So, yeah.
And I like eating food with you. And when we've gone to the Disney parks, I like the corn dogs with you. So that's nice. And Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
Just... I should have found a website that was about Dole Whip.
I know a website.
So.
I'm not going to talk about
all.
That. Cause that's
let's
all.
Go. Let's hit that next one.
I just have one thing to say about the Disney Food Blog is for our news, we were talking about the new plastic tiki mug that I totally fanboyed out of because it had the Trader Sam's logo printed on the back.
Oh, very
and
cool.
The Trader Sam's logo is like one of my favorites. And it was... it's a cool mug, and I read the article of it on the Disney Food Blog. So,
oh, you did? That's cool. You made me think of something, but I don't remember what it was.
So...
It was something involving food again. But we're digressing again, I think.
It's fine. We have, like, a minute left.
But it's lightning round. We gotta feel crazy.
But, it's not just Disneyland. It's all of the Disney parks.
Oh, this is what I was thinking. One of my bucket list things is to run the Epcot Food and Wine Half Marathon, if that's still a thing, during the Food and Wine Festival.
Because we want to go to the Food and Wine Festival after, like, the next trip after our trip to Disneyland in 2020.
I don't know about that, dude.
Why?
And newsflash, I don't think Mom and I will bring you to the Food and Wine Festival.
Why?
Yeah.
They have free samples. Yeah.
We'll talk about it some other time.
Yeah.
Sorry to break your heart on the podcast. Next.
Okay. Our next website is my website, but we'll save this till the end because we both have this website.
The happiest podcast on earth. Review, rate, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, review, rate, unsubscribe, resubscribe, review, rate. Let's get it up in the thing.
Okay. So I think this is another one that Mom told you.
I didn't even write that down.
You did?
I don't know what the laughing place is. So I'm done. How about I just think of another website? Oh no, it was my other one was not this. You don't need to go to that.
My other one was
another phase of being really obsessed about other things is when I started to study the business operations of the Disney parks. I would go on WDW Magic. It's just a message board, and it's just about everything happening in Walt Disney World, and I would read what old Imagineers had to say about how the parks are operating. That was interesting. So, let's hit your website. I came in under time, which I never do on anything in my life.
Okay.
My turn. Give me the page. Thompson Scott Hess. Look at my eyeballs.
Mom doesn't like my full name on the podcast.
That is not his real name. Not his real name. Am I going from 5 to 1?
Yeah.
Number 5 on Thompson's websites is Muppets.
Okay, so the Muppets website, let me find it. It's mostly about the new Muppets TV show. I've not seen the new Muppets TV show, and I'm not allowed to watch the new Muppets TV show because it is not for kids.
But one of the best memories I think we have of the Muppets, I don't even know if you remember it, is when they rebooted the Muppets with that movie in theaters. You and I went to it in the middle of the day on a Wednesday or something. And we were the only people in the theater. Did you know that?
No.
There you go. Now you know.
I'm looking at the...
And number 4 on Thompson's Disney website list is... Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, so this one, I just want to point out a really cool feature that I discovered like a year ago, and I've loved doing it since. You can go on to Wreck-It Ralph. You know, I'll share this with you, and I'll put the link in the show
notes. You should put it in the show notes.
Oh,
you can
cover your eyes.
You can play Fix-It Felix?
Yeah, you can
on Wreck-It Ralph? Why do I need to cover my eyes?
There's spoilers!
I'm just going to close it out. Spoilers for what? What are you talking about?
Far From Home.
Oh, very cool. We're not here to talk about that, though.
Yeah.
What's it like to play Fix-It Felix?
It's fun.
It's fun?
I was kind of hoping that you'd get to play Wreck-It Ralph, like, play as Wreck-It Ralph, but you have to play as Felix.
That's okay. That's the game in the movie.
Yeah. But it's neat, so I'll put the link in the show notes. With the links for all the websites that we're talking
about.
That's
a lot of links. It's a link festival.
I'm going to call this episode Linkfest.
Linkfest 2019.
I already have the album cover.
And number 3 on Thompson's favorite websites, Marvel.com.
Marvel.com.
Everything you'd think it would be.
Yep. They've got one of my favorite podcasts.
What is that?
Into the Spider-Verse. Great movie. It's This Week in Marvel.
Yeah.
It's a really good podcast. They talk about everything in Marvel.
Cool.
And cover, cover your eyes.
I'm avoiding that podcast.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it would add spoilers for our movie.
Yeah.
Our movie quest.
Although I know everything that happens because I go to an elementary school.
Spoiler alert city.
Yeah. So Marvel.com's awesome. They're going to live stream. They live streamed it today. The Far From Home red carpet premiere was today.
Today being June 26th?
Wednesday, June 26th.
2019.
You can tell.
The year of our Lord.
Sorry, I'm cracking up.
And the number two website on Thompson's list. The happiest podcast on earth. .com.
.weebly.com.
Sorry, the happiest podcast on earth. .weebly.com. I am proud of your shameless self-promotion.
So, right here is where you can, well, you used to until I got onto Apple Podcasts a few days ago.
But it's a great day, or it's a great time to go to the happiest podcast on earth. .weebly.com, which you might already do if you listen to this podcast. So, the number
I
one.
I want to share about the website. I did not have enough stuff to put, so there was a bunch of links. There's a link to Disney.com, Marvel.com, my website, MCUinfo.weebly.com, StarWars.com, Pixar.com, and Listen, where you can get to the place where you can listen just online. You can listen on Spotify.
Listen to what?
My podcast.
Oh, very this very podcast.
Yes, and you can go and click Apple Podcasts, and it will give you a preview. Why does it... Oh, in
that's
the,
it.
In the app, it
points
me as places and
travel cool.
here.
It's cool. Listeners will figure it out. You have a very smart audience, is what I've heard.
You guys are very smart.
And the number one website on Thompson's list of top five Disney websites is... Oh My Disney.
The one website I forgot to pull up.
It's okay. Without looking at it.
No.
What do you think it is? What is it?
Well, it's in the name. It's Oh My Disney. It's everything Disney, from jewelry to news. They have quizzes, TV, music.
It's a fan site. Why is The Simpsons on it?
Oh, Disney bought The Simpsons.
Disney bought Fox, but...
Disney is going to be streaming 6 seasons of The Simpsons
on that service.
What is it called?
Who cares? Who cares what it's called? Are we still going to pool our birthday money and subscribe to it?
Heck yeah!
Up top.
Woo!
And with that high five, I think we wrap up this convo.
Yeah.
I got kids to put to bed.
So let's get to the very, very nice exit.
Can I read the exit?
I don't have it scripted. I haven't memorized.
Hello, this is Thompson's dad. And I would like to thank you for listening to the happiest podcast on earth. It has been a fine time telling you about the ways I waste my time on the internet. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Now I need to tell you guys the stuff that I have to tell you. I'm available to listen to on... Where did that...
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you like to listen to your podcast.
That's not true. I'm available on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Like I said, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. Thompson, thank you for the honor of having me on this.
You're welcome, sir.
I love you very much.
Love you too.
Mwah! Goodbye.
And you can purchase your merchandise for the happiest podcast on earth by going to the Parsnip June social media pages at Parsnip June and using the promo code The Happiest Podcast on Earth.
Is that real?
You get the logo on it.
Is this real?
Yeah, I asked Mom. She's going to make my merch.
Okay, we're rambling. We got to go. How do we pause this thing?
I got it. Thank you for listening, and good night, America, because I have only listeners
Bye,
in America.
Felicia. Bye, Felicia.